AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is signaling interest rates could be going up again sometime next year. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Such a move would be earlier than envisioned 3 months ago and a sign the Fed is concerned that strong inflation pressures may persist. For now, though, the central bank is keeping its benchmark interest rate at 0 to 0.25% and says it expects that target range will be appropriate. At the same time, the Fed says it will likely begin slowing the pace of its monthly bond purchases later this year if the economy keeps improving. The Fed cites progress on COVID-19 vaccinations and strong policy support as key factors in the economic recovery and strengthening job market. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden wants a full investigation into the handling of Haitian migrants in Texas at the Mexico border.
The president was horrified by that, just as we all were.
Sources tell the AP many of the migrants are being released in the U.S. The police chief in Louisville, Kentucky, Erica Shields, says there was a drive-by shooting this morning at a bus stop. One student was killed, two others were injured.
Children are always hard, but when it's this senseless and someone's just so vulnerable, there's an added level of pain.
They were waiting to go to Eastern High School in Louisville. So far, there have been no arrests. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced masks will be required inside temples to limit the spread of the coronavirus. United Airlines officials say 97% of its U.S. employees are fully vaccinated. The deadline is less than a week away for United employees to get the shots or be fired. President Biden says the U.S. is doubling its purchase of Pfizer's coronavirus shots to share with the world. The president encouraged well-off nations to do more to get the coronavirus under control around the world. Stocks are holding on to big gains about an hour before the close. This is AP News. A study shows almost 3 million European Union workers can't afford to heat their homes because of a rise in prices.
The European Trade Union Confederation, which represents 45 million members, says that 15% of the EU's working poor, the equivalent of nearly 3 million people, lacks enough money to turn on the heating. Wholesale prices for gas and electricity have surged across Europe, raising the prospect of increases in already high utility bills and further pain for people who took a financial hit from the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Seven-time Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Katie Ledecky announced she's moving to the University of Florida to be closer to home and train under Anthony Nesty, a rising star coach who will oversee her preparation for the Paris Olympics in 3 years. Ledecky spent the last 5 years at Stanford University. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.